Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. I've actually had some trouble deciding what to title this week's quick tip. The discussion is going to be primarily about weapons, but when you really look at it, the subject is false confidence. Now, false confidence will eventually, and with almost certainty, get you into trouble. There are any number of sources of false confidence, from bad training to bad information, but this week, we're going to focus on false confidence brought on by carrying weapons. Carrying a defensive weapon, or being a defensive weapon just because of training, does not mean that you can alter your normal safety routine. There are a lot of people out there that think that because they have a knife in their back pocket and attended a two-hour seminar on how to gut chickens means that they can safely walk down a dark alley on the bad side of town at 2 a.m. If you think carrying a knife will protect you against getting jumped by a couple of street thugs, you are sorely mistaken. A defensive weapon is there for when your awareness and avoidance techniques fail. The defensive weapon is there for the moment when all hell breaks loose and you have no other choice available to you. If you think, "It's okay, I'm carrying my Glock 19 in my concealed holster. I can walk anywhere and do anything I want now in complete safety," you are a moron that is going to get himself and others hurt. A weapon does not create a force field around you or your loved ones. There is no magic bubble that wards off criminals which suddenly appears when you put a can of OC spray in your pocket. Awareness and avoidance are and forever will be your primary survival tools. Weapons and combat training are your backups for when awareness and avoidance fail. Defensive weapons do not replace common sense. Every time you equip a defensive weapon, you should think to yourself, "I hope I never have to use this." Anything else is false confidence. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day, your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.